although I might fantasize about it, I imagine it could be quite difficult to be a movie star or someone quite famous. Certainly, I wouldn't like the responsibility myself of being president of the United States or undergo the scrutiny of having your personal life being debated regularly on the National Enquirer or TMZ. But one disconcerting aspect of being famous, I think, would be having people whom you didn't know call out your name and know you. Perhaps you've experienced it yourself from time to time. In a store, at a sporting event, on a sidewalk, and someone calls out, "Paul, Cookie, Sarah, Paula," and you think to yourself, "How do you know me?" It's a bit of the experience that Nathaniel has in the gospel lesson. Jesus has called Andrew and Peter and Philip to come and see this mission of Jesus, to take up their cross and follow him, to hear the call of God into their service of neighbor and God for the redemption of the world. And then they come to Nathanael, the skeptic. When Jesus approaches Nathanael, Nathanael begins this question, "Who are you really, Jesus?" We actually know very little about Nathanael from Scripture. He's only mentioned twice, and in John's Gospel. Some scholars believe that Nathanael went by an alias, Bartholomew. And who might go by an alias name, but often people with an alias names have something to hide. But Jesus calls him by his true name, Nathanael. Nathanael asks Jesus, "Where did you get to know me?" And Jesus responds, "I saw you under the fig tree." It's at this moment that Nathanael knows Jesus to be the Messiah, the Christ, and comes to follow him. What does it mean that Jesus saw him under the fig tree? Many scholars believe that seeing him under the fig tree was a Jewish understanding that he was reading the scriptures or the Torah. Or this reference from Adam and Eve, perhaps, the first man and woman from Genesis. They're attempting to hide behind the fig leaves, but God still sees them for who they are. We know that we're best to hear the voice of those who know us well. Someone says, "I care about you," means a lot more from someone who knows us beyond the surface and knows our quirks, our deep secrets, our hurts, our brokenness, and our joys. Sometimes we want to hide. We don't want to be found out. We can create an alias. We can tell half-truths or hide behind the fig leaf. Because we're afraid if our true self is known, someone else might not love us, or God might not love us. But it's God who knows us so well that calls us by name in service to God's kingdom. It surprised Nathanael. "How do you know me by name, Jesus?" And puts up this defense even. "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" We can do the same and slight others at the root of our prejudices, our own insecurities. And Nathanael says it to Jesus, "Really? A Nazarene?" But God calls Nathanael and us exactly as we are, broken and redeemed. The name Nathanael means gift of God in the Hebrew language. Also, the name Samuel in the Hebrew language means gift of God. God calls in the readings for today both Nathanael and Samuel. Samuel's mother, Hannah, had no children, and she grieved not having children. In fact, she even came to mope and ask God to have children. And then God gave Hannah Samuel, whom she committed to work in the temple as this gift of God, to work with Eli, the priest. And then Samuel, as a young boy, grew in wisdom and stature and love for God by working in the temple. And then he hears what he learns to be God's voice, this calling him. And Samuel comes to respond, "Here I am." When you listen and to where God's voice is calling you in the neighbor in need, in the work of the church, in the work of justice in the world, God will give you all that you need to follow that call. Even the cross is not too much for Jesus. God knows our strengths and faults and will strengthen you to do the tasks that are ahead. I remember asking with a young adult serving a breakfast meal to those who were homeless, and I commented, "Wow, that's great you enjoy doing this." And he responded to me, "I rarely enjoy doing this task. These youth are often homeless for a reason. They're quite difficult." Then I asked, "Well, why do you serve breakfast then?" And he told me, "Because I was called." Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. felt God's call on him. He sang in the church choir in Atlanta, Georgia, and at the age of 13, he questioned his Sunday school teacher about the bodily resurrection of Jesus. He came to complete his studies and felt God's call on him to be ordained a minister, and felt his call to speak a 17-minute public vision for the country in August of 1963 that conveyed this dream for peace and civil rights. King said to that church at Ebenezer Baptist Church, "God has called me to deliver those who are in captivities. God has called the scientists, lawyers, doctors, teachers, politicians, and calls you as well to serve your neighbor, to use your gifts, to reach out for God's kingdom of lasting peace and justice." Where do you hear God's voice? Where is God calling you? God will provide you with all that you need to follow Jesus. So come and see. Slowly. I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwelt in dark and sin, my hand will save. Who will bear my light to them? I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go. If you lead me, I